Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends. Welcome to this week's episode. And today I just want to give you five useful tips on client management. So these are things that will help you stay organized and kind of on top of all the spinning plates that you may have. And you may not have a lot going on right now, but as your business grows and you take on more clients, it's always good to kind of have some tips that you can rely on to help you stay on top of things, because you don't want to let things fall through the cracks. So we're going to just start with organization. And I know everybody is different when it comes to organization, and there's no right or wrong way to organize as long as it works for you and the way your brain works. So for me, I am still kind of a pen and paper gal. I do take notes on pen and paper, but instead, a lot of times I try to do things online so I'm able to access it, especially if it's just brain dumps. When I do that on paper, I tend to just take up a lot of paper, and a lot of times it doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so using some type of tool for just maybe organizing your thoughts, brainstorming, maybe a client has approached you with a problem and you just need to kind of troubleshoot that. So having a way to be able to kind of organize your thoughts as well as organize your files and organize those types of things would be very helpful. I use Evernote. Evernote is a great online tool. I think OneNote is an alternative to that, but there's so much that you can do with it. You can put in documents and you can put in links and you can put in, I mean, the list kind of goes on and on and on for all the different things that you can do. And you can obviously share it on different devices. So if you're somebody who uses different systems, different machines, it's a really great way to kind of keep your thoughts and your files organized. Templates. Templates are a great way for you to, kind of rinse and repeat. So something like client documents, such as contracts or business policies or information forms or any kind of thing that you do over and over again. And not just Word templates, but you could also do email templates. And so the goal is just to be efficient and productive, but also organized. So templates, whether they're Word templates, Google Doc templates, email templates, anything that you would use over and over again would be very helpful. EchoSign or any kind of online e-signature program, EchoSign, HelloSign, DocuSign, there's tons of them. This keeps you organized as well, because the nice thing about it is that you can send all your documents and it stores the documents there as well. Now, I know there are programs like HoneyBook and Dubsado that allow you to do a lot of workflows that may have a lot of this in it as well. But for those of you like myself who don't use those all-in-one tools, it's nice to know there's some alternatives out there as well. And then places for storage. Like, I love Dropbox. I've used it for years. But, you know, there's also iCloud. There's also Google Drive. There's also Box. And the beauty of having your things in the cloud is it's easy for you to A, share amongst your devices, but also share easily with clients. And you can also, you know, just share with other people, because you can actually link to a Dropbox folder or a Dropbox file for ease of use instead of having to send large files through email. You can just create a link and allow them to download the information directly from there. So just some ideas for a simple organization when it comes to, again, keeping everything front and center, nothing falling off your plates or falling through the cracks. And then productivity is another obviously important thing. You know, if you are paid by the hour, I can't stress this enough, it's so, so important for you to be able to get as much time and not as much time, as many things done in the amount of time that you have in front of you. So simple things, again, like templates, as I mentioned, for organization, this would bleed over into productivity. Word templates, email templates, anything that you would use over and over again. Use an online calendar for even your scheduling your day. I found for me, a lot of times it helps to really schedule my day
especially the day, the times when I need to be doing my work. It helps to put it on a calendar and then sync it, obviously, with all of your devices. There's many different ones. I'm a Mac girl, but I prefer Google Calendar to iCal, but do what works for you. And then find yourself putting your not only your client calls, but also the work that you need to make sure you get done on your calendar. Another way to be productive is batch your calls. So schedule your calls at the same time every week. So your status calls and your new client calls, all of those should be on the same day. Don't do them every day because it's really hard to stop and start. That makes you less productive. As I mentioned with Word templates and email templates, you can also create email folders to help you keep track of emails. There are also tools that will help clean up your inbox. For me, I only leave things in my inbox that I need to deal with. They're not complete. Anything that is complete, I either delete it if it's not relevant or I file it away because I'm of old school, which is, CYI, cover your assets. I don't delete anything. So email folders are a great way to organize. Cut down on interruptions. If you're like me, easily distracted, I have to shut my door. I have to turn off my phone or I have to put it on do not disturb or, I have to close other tools to keep myself focused. So work in small chunks, if you will. If you have a hard time staying still or keeping focus for a long period of time, like Pomodoro is a really great thing that you can do. The other thing for productivity is really getting to understand what your productivity type is and your peak hours. Those are really going to help you make the best of your day. And my productivity planner is a bonus that you get when you purchase my VA action plan bundle. In case you're interested, I put a link below. You can take a look at that. But that will really help you kind of zone in on how to be the most productive because everybody is different as far as their productivity type as well as the hours that they work. And then last, again, schedule time in your calendar to work on your own business. Just like you would a client business, make sure that you are putting time on there, not just for business, but also for pleasure, for taking time off, for taking a long lunch, whatever it might be. You need that time away to actually recharge your engines and be more productive. And then task management is crucial. You need a way to be able to manage all those spinning plates for clients, which is all their tasks, all their deadlines, notes, communications, your availability to take on more work. If you have to track your time, you have to make sure you have a way to do that. And when it comes to task management, it's not one size fits all. You have to find the ones that work for you. In other words, you have to try before you buy. There are lots of them out there that will let you try them out with maybe a 7 to 30 day free trial, and others have free versions. The key with task management is you can ask around and get ideas, but at the end of the day, it has to work for you. I use Teamwork, have for years. ClickUp is an alternative. And the reason I bring ClickUp up is because Teamwork isn't really user friendly for starters. It's changed over the years since I started it, but ClickUp is a great thing. You want a task management system that's intuitive to you and that you can put all your work in so you can keep track of what you're doing day in and day out, which ties back to your productivity, which again ties back to organization. And then for client management, I have an entire podcast/blog on kickoff meetings. This is a great way to kick off the relationship with a new client. You set expectation, you define roles and responsibilities, who does what, especially if they have a team. You discuss your business policies, how you communicate, you set task priorities and deadlines, plus you make a great first impression with clients if you are show up and be professional right out the gate. It's a great way to kick off that relationship. And then status meetings, number 5. Status meetings are crucial, and they can be weekly or biweekly. They can be anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes, depending on the client, but they are a great way to stay in communication, stay in contact, stay accountable, because a lot of times, you may go gaps of time without talking to clients. You don't know what's going on in their life, and then those evil voices may say you did something wrong. Best way to combat that is just to have status meetings and stay on top of the relationship. I got to the point where I wouldn't take clients who wouldn't spend 10 minutes with me every other week just to check in. And that way you are confident you're doing what you need to do. If there's conflicts, you can get them resolved. If there's things coming down the pike you need to be aware of, you're going to know about it. They're not going to show up on your doorstep and go, oh, I didn't know this was coming. So status meetings, again, you want to batch those and make them the same day every week. And, you know, make them what's convenient. And when you do the kickoff, the new client kickoff call, which was tip number four, that's when you actually schedule the status meetings. You make them the same time, you know, standing times. Obviously, life gets in the way, but for the most part, you really want to make sure that you have those already in place. And so these are really five tips that have helped me, one, stand out, two, be the professional that I wanted to be because I wanted to attract professional clients. I wanted to be able to charge those premium rates. And in order to do that, you need to appear as a professional business owner. And these are five things that will help you be that or become that if that's something that you're looking to do. So I hope you found these helpful. If you have any tips I'd love to hear, please feel free to leave a comment. I will read them all and I will respond in kind as well. So thanks for your time. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.